Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, Power Hour audience. It is the seventh day of the fifth month in 2015. I'm Jack Blood. No, I'm not Joyce Riley. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Joyce here for the time being. Every Thursday, I'm your radio gun. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Have some good guests for you. A lot of the regulars that we have on our broadcast, I made them for you. Somebody we haven't talked to in a very long time will join us in the second hour of our broadcast today. It's the one and only Phil Berg. If you remember, he had a class action suit for one of the 9/11 surviving victims, Ellen Mariani, whose husband died the morning of September 11th, 2001. He's also been very critical of Obama, has a new work out detailing why Obama might be illegitimate and why he might be subject to trials for the work that he's done in serving this country. Phil Berg's a very interesting guy. He's an attorney in Pennsylvania. He'll join us in the second hour of the broadcast today. Ben Swan, the great Ben Swan, is back also in the second hour of our broadcast today. He has a new advantage to listening to his Truth in Media stream at benswan.com. I want to get you updated on that, and we'll, of course, go over some breaking news with Ben in the second hour of the broadcast. And Russ Baker is back in the third hour. We want to talk about a number of issues with him, breaking news, and get a final wrap-up. If there can be such a thing on the Boston bombing trial, we'll have to put that behind us at some point. On the broadcast today, we'll talk about the cartoon killings when we come back. I think that's the apt title for it. Sometimes things just fit too perfectly, don't they? We'll talk about that. Was that a false flag? Was it Gladio come to America? Are these more patsies running loose? Or is ISIS under your bed and, as some of the news saying, targeting states with strict gun control laws? I assume that if the terrorists are running around everywhere, we should be armed. I think that kind of makes our case, although I'm going to have to kind of blow that whole thing out here. Get you updates on all the news. Listen, if you disagree with something that we say on the broadcast, that means, number one, you're paying attention, because you have to pay attention in order to disagree with us. Also, it means that you are thinking for yourself, and I respect that. What I'm hoping is that you will respect that we might have differing opinions on some of the issues of today, but that's what happens when we're not all wrapped up in some kind of a cult where we're being told what to think all the time. That's what makes the alternative media so exciting, and that's why people tune into shows like the Power Hour. So we want to have your thinking caps on. I want you guys to contribute. We'll open phone lines at some point during our broadcast today. We're here for the next 3 hours. So much to talk about, so much to do, so much to debunk. That's really what we're going to do here today. That's what we do every day, is we re-report what's been reported with a little common sense, with a sense of history. I get the feeling sometimes that many of our neighbors and our coworkers and people on the street are suffering from some severe cognitive dissonance. They don't really know anything beyond the titles that they see on the internet or hear on the news. They're often getting lambasted with the Grand Wurlitzer, a.k.a. Project Mockingbird, opinions coming from the establishment. So, of course, our job is to immediately take a look at that, and that's what's so great about a live format, is we can handle news as it's coming in, we can add to the story, we can further develop the story, and we can get right on top of this. So you're listening to the broadcast here this morning, and you're going to be able to go in and talk to your coworkers or talk to your friends, family, neighbors, people on the street, and you'll be right up to speed on what the fine detail, what the fine print says on today's breaking news stories. Also, I guess we should report there's an election in London. Not UK, not England, really. Yeah, it's pretty much London. Yeah, more of the same. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, which one? For. We'll be right back. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun filling in for Joyce. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for Joyce here on the Power Hour every Thursday. So glad that you can tune in today. We're not asking you to join us, to be with us. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. We are simply privileged to be here covering the news for you in a way that so many people don't. So very proud of the work that we do, and always happy to be in front of the great Power Hour audience. So what if I told you that there were multiple killings in your city? I wouldn't have to tell you because you would know. And that those killings all fit a similar pattern, and that the people that benefited from the killings were making a killing, literally. You got to follow the money. But what if I told you that the four or five killings in your city were all tied together, and that when we were able to look at the motive, the modus operandi, the technique used in all of the killings, we found one thing as a common thread, and that is that the police knew about the killers, the police in some way potentially helped the killers, that police were at the scene where the killings were taking place, and that the police themselves were actively working to provide disinformation regarding the killings. You would most likely be pounding your fist on the table and calling for some form of investigation or accountability. But this is exactly what has happened with these latest cartoon killings in Garland, Texas. We see a pattern that maybe isn't in our city, but is certainly in our, if we excuse the expression, our global city. All the shootings and all the killings fitting an exact same pattern done by seemingly the same forces, and by that I don't mean the imaginary ISIS. We have to open our eyes and make the connections. This is something, if we could get Columbo on the case, he would crack in about 5 minutes. So just because these events that have been happening all over the world, these, I call them Gladio, or better yet, P2OG style events, this is an event where you either encourage terrorists, pretend to be terrorists, or cover up for terrorists in order to accomplish a scripted agenda. We have to be able to put this in a small geographical area in order to make all the connections. So just because they're happening on different continents around the world doesn't mean that they're not connected and doesn't mean that they're not following the same MO. So when we take a look at the, I call them Gladio in the United States, or P2OG in the United States. If you don't know what these things are, Gladio was a terror campaign that was run by government and establishment in Italy and in Europe post-World War II. And it's been largely declassified to find out. It also has been called the NATO option, but it's largely been declassified to find out that the terrorists weren't anarchists or leftists or people who wanted freedom in Europe. They were themselves the very authorities that were taking liberties and charging people for the privilege and throughout the region in that time. So it's a complicated issue. I'm not going to do a whole show on Gladio today, but I just encourage you to look it up. During the Bush administration, post 9/11, this was changed. The names changed, the faces stay the same, right? I mean, Blackwater is still Blackwater. Whether they call it Academy or whether they called it Z for a while, it's still Blackwater and technically run by the same people at what I call Global Corp, a mercenary army. So the names change, but the faces stay the same. P2OG stands for Proactive Preemptive Operations Group 2. I always thought that was kind of funny because Gladio started in Italy, and many people connect that to the P2 Lodge in Italy. And for some reason, maybe the elite think it's funny to call P2OG after its home base, the Freemasonic Lodge. Propaganda Do is what the P2 Lodge stands for, which is, I think, fitting and appropriate. There have been many times in the ongoing post 9/11 wars overseas and in the Middle East where our troops or British troops have been caught red-handed impersonating the alleged terrorists and getting caught by the local police or local military in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and then later the entire thing covered up. So there's really quite a history for this. When we look at terror, alleged terror plots in the United States, it's very difficult to find just one. I mean just one that doesn't have the FBI leading the charge and finding a willing dupe to lead by the nose. So in light of all of this, I feel we as Americans have every right to be skeptical about what we're being told by any potential attacks in America. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Russ Baker, and I think we can make some pretty logical connections between the Paris Charlie Hebdo attacks, Boston, the Boston bombing attacks, and we'll throw in a few more here in a second, and what happened in Garland, Texas. I'll start this off by saying I thought one of the most interesting points when this story broke was the police being interviewed from Garland and CNN, CIA, NN as we call them, just laying it on about how great it was that they were prepared. The suspects were taken down immediately, only one security guard, no police injured in the process, the two suspects dead and telling no tales. The security guard literally got shot in the foot. I don't know if he shot himself in the foot. None of that is very clear. If these people actually had bullets in their guns, We'll get to some of the details here in a minute, but I thought that that was apropos, considering that Texas is about to undergo a massive invasion from multiple alphabet forces in what we call Jade Helm 15, and a lot of people are very upset there. Even the governor has been talking about it and has been allegedly is putting the State Guard, not the National Guard, not the military, the volunteer force. It's much like a state militia in Texas, the State Guard, to watch the operation, the drill, this unprecedented multi-state drill that we know as Jade Helm 15. And certainly there are any number of people out there, you know, calling you a conspiracy theorist if you even dare to speak out about something like Jade Helm 15, which is certainly something we have to watch and be very careful of. You know, with the practices of martial law recently in Baltimore, the curfew, I believe, just lifted yesterday, with the unprecedented martial law that we saw in Boston post the Boston bombings and in New Orleans post Hurricane Katrina, we as people, especially if we're police, if we're first responders, if we're in government, need to keep a very close eye on this. But I thought it was interesting that as soon as the cartoon shootings in Garland, Texas broke, there was the news media complimenting the police for doing such an outstanding job in protecting Americans. But what really were they protecting? And this really opens up a pretty good discussion on free speech. There was, as you know, a convention or a contest with a $10,000 prize to draw the most outrageous depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, which is, by the way, sacred, just as your gods and your icons are sacred, sacred to over a billion Muslims worldwide. With the provocation, I mean, this really is the definition of provocateurism in taking place in Garland, Texas, which is near Dallas. I'm sure you guys know that. Run by one Pamela Geller, who you might know and might remember from the 9/11 Ground Zero mosque protests, which were also, I thought, very aptly timed. Somebody who is, to put it lightly, a huge supporter of Israel. Somebody who, to me, very much looks like not just a provocateur, but potentially a member of ISIS. And by ISIS, I mean Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I know. Isn't it funny how it all just fits together sometimes like that? So it is, in a sense, akin to yelling fire in a crowded theater. Now, as people of religions, of any religion, we need to be tolerant of other people. We need to let some things roll off our backs. We don't need to be so anxious to run to violence or war. So nobody here, certainly not myself, is going to endorse or co-sign something of this nature. But when we look at it and when we pick it apart and we peel back the onion, we see that the two suspects in, I'll call them suspects. I know that the court of public opinion has charged them as guilty, but the two alleged suspects allegedly bringing intense firearms and body armor to this cartoon convention, if you want to call it that, not only accomplished nothing per se, but seem to have a lot of help and a lot of guidance along the way in the same way we saw the attackers, alleged attackers in Boston and Paris. The similarities of this are really almost too numerous to mention, and something we'll bring up again in the third hour with Russ Baker, who's been an expert and been watching that trial in Boston and has done just a ton of work on it. But it is reminiscent of a lot of what we would call Gladio or P2OG operations here in the United States. That would include, of course, the Boston bombing. That would include Oklahoma City. That would certainly include 9/11. And maybe the most damning smoking gun of all, World Trade Center 1993. Why are we to believe this is any different, especially with most of the news coming out? As we move forward here in the first hour of the broadcast, I want to go over some very recent history that intersects with this so-called shooting. Again, we're all welcome to our own opinions, but we have to look at the facts, such as the Texas police were warned about the ISIS attack 2 days before the deadly shootout, the one-way shootout, this allegedly by an anonymous activist. Why was SWAT on the ground seemingly waiting for these people? And how, what connection did our federal authorities have with these people, watching them, even while they were posting threats on social media? Back, it's the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Power Hour, Jack Blood, your old pal, sitting in for Joyce Riley. We're here every Thursday for the time being. Really very happy and privileged to be here. Our websites are deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. You can also find me on Twitter, on Facebook. Join our news page. Like our news page. If you friend us over on our on our personal page. You know, that's where my friends and family are. I'm going to ask you to be somewhat respectful. That would be wonderful of you. In fact, because that's what I would do for you. We're talking about the cartoon killings. Amazing. You know, when I look at the Clinton Global Initiative, it's hard to ignore that just what an illusion our lives are. One of the top standing international groups, and boy, are they in a little hot water right now, the Clinton Global Initiative, the acronym CGI, which is, a computer-generated effects. So, look, part of this is the Matrix, part of it is real, but we have to see what is right in front of our faces. Minimally, if we give the powers that be, the establishment, the mass media, and the United States government, much less international powers, the benefit of the doubt and say, this was an attack by ISIS on America, there are ISIS people all over, under your bed, in your closet, everywhere, then we could stand our ground and say, yeah, we're going to be armed to the teeth now here. And you're not going to stop us. So it's nice how it works. We can turn that around and use it as an excuse. Here are the details. I'm sure most of you have read up and heard this, so stop me when I go off the official story, which will be right away. A Garland shooting involved a troop of practiced war propagandists and patsies long on the FBI's watch list. And as we run through this in this segment and a little bit of the next segment, you'll see how, again, these all come together into some very obvious combinations that seem to all be connected and tied together. ABC News confirmed that one of the suspects in the Garland, Texas shooting incident featuring professional war propagandists of the so-called American Freedom Defense Initiative, that's Pam Geller's group, AFDI, the alleged terrorist, Elton Simpson, had been under FBI surveillance and investigation since at least 2007. Remember, anything that pronounces freedom, American freedom, American Freedom Initiative, this is the American Freedom Defense Initiative putting on this staged event, this provocateurist event, but anything that has freedom in it, like the Patriot Act or the New Freedom Initiative, which is the forced drugging of your children. These are things we need to be very careful of. Generally, it's like Alice in Wonderland. It means the opposite. Followers of ISIS had been sending messages about the event in Texas for more than a week, calling for attacks. One referenced January's Charlie Hebdo massacre in France and said it was time for quote-unquote brothers in the United States to do their part. Remember that they were brothers, allegedly, in Paris. Obviously, in Boston, we're being told that the perpetrators were brothers. So brothers can mean more than just, hey, brother. Simpson was well known to the FBI. 5 years ago, he was convicted of lying to federal agents about his plans to travel to Africa, where investigators alleged he was planning to join a terror group. These are obviously people that they should be watching. I know it's very interesting to see what we've had for breakfast or lunch, who we might be talking to. Maybe we are all criminals and terrorists. I know it's nice to use Department of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act to go after criminals and drug dealers and the phony drug war, in my humble opinion. But these are the people, obviously, we should be watching. That investigation into Simpson reached back into July of 2007 when he was recorded saying of fighting with Islamists, I know we can do it, man, but you got to find the right people that you got to have connects. Well, apparently Simpson got connections, and those connections didn't come from some nefarious terrorist, a global terrorist group that has little to no face on it, no uniforms. It is, other than the ninja stuff they provide them, sorry. it is your own FBI. It is your own protective services, your own global security state that was onto him. Imagine if you or I were to go on Facebook or Twitter or social media and begin calling for some kind of violence, locking yourself in and referring to other potential terrorists. How long do you think we would last? I think of Brandon Robb, among others, whose Facebook pages have been deleted. Brandon Robb was actually arrested and confined until John Whitehead got on the case and got him out. He's been very quiet since. A veteran who is simply calling for action against an illegal and unconstitutional government
So this all has to be put into the context of our story. We'll be right back to finish this up. Stay with us. It's The Power.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. I don't have commercials. Gotta fit into the format. It's the Power Hour. It's the 7th of May, 2015. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce today, talking about the Garland, Texas shootings, if you can even call them a shooting, and the Charlie Hebdo / Gladio Comes to America. Look, one thing I want to get on the record here, and sometimes I go a little slow with this, because I want everybody to be included. I don't want to preach to the choir. I don't want to assume that everybody listening to this broadcast today knows everything. So I want to include everybody, and sometimes we take it a little slowly so that everybody can be included. So I just want people to understand where I'm coming from. Not everything is a conspiracy. Not every shooting is a false flag. Not everything is a hoax. Not everything is a conspiracy, though in this case, what the government and the media and the police are telling us regarding the cartoon killings in Garland, Texas, is that this is a conspiracy. It's a global conspiracy run from the top of the pyramid at quote-unquote ISIS. So is everything a conspiracy? No. Definitely not before the fact. Now, we understand that our politicians love the phrase, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. So even if something isn't a conspiracy going into it, it sometimes is coming out of it as it's being used to either distract people, to desensitize them, to condition or to control them, or to benefit in some financial way. And that would be, at least in this case, more funding and more justification for the police state and the federal police force or even international police force here in America. So you look at something like the Garland, Texas shootings and you wonder, okay, is it exactly what they told us? As I go forward, you're not going to believe, no one would believe that if they read what is right in front of them, what even mainstream media is reporting. Is it something that the authorities let happen on purpose? That would require some pretty good organization from the alleged perpetrators, at least in this case, and in almost every case. Again, we have to look at what might be happening in our own neighborhood and apply it in the same way on a larger scale. So if the police were aware of and were monitoring your local killer, you would hold the police accountable minimally. But if they helped them, then that goes the next step further. So did they let it happen on purpose? Did they make it happen on purpose? As we go forward, I think you're going to have to agree that it's the latter, a MIHOP, as it's been called. They made it happen on purpose. So the first thing we got to was the fact that the authorities were aware of Simpson all the way back into 2007. He was trying to go publicly talking about, again, these are very low IQ people, not very smart, not very worldly, allegedly, seemingly unaware of the most simple self-surveillance tools we have, our cell phones, our electronic monitoring devices, our social media, just completely blind to everything going on in the world, or being told that they're absolutely protected. We have to remember that some of the things that somebody like Elton Simpson and his partner were convicted, or at least it's said that they have done, they may not have done. So we have to take all of that with a grain of salt. Despite this event and allegedly increasing chatter amongst the Islamic State groups online, that's right, they have a presence online, ISIS. They have, like, their own media, they have their own radio station, their own TV. By the way, they have a fleet of hackers, which we can get to as well when we're talking about this story, which fits perfectly into, I believe, what could be the next major false flag event here in the United States of America, one that you can't actually put your finger on, that there aren't any fingerprints to, and that would be the Cyber Pearl Harbor. As we've been warning people for the last few years, it is apparent that a Cyber Pearl Harbor is going to happen in this country, and that the Cyber Patriot Act is already written, and that can be instituted in order to gain more control over the Internet. So all of this kind of justifies that, right? So there was all this chatter. There was some warnings to the Garland police and to the authorities a few days before that this was all going to happen. They knew Elton Simpson was engaging in this behavior. They did minimally let it happen. Long under FBI surveillance, even sentenced to 3 years probation. This is what you get if you're one of them, if you're a potential patsy going forward. 3 years probation from terror-related investigation, where he was interviewed for something like 1,000 hours. No jail, nothing on the news, per se. This is how he was able to conveniently conspire and carry out an attack on a highly provocative propaganda stunt in the state of Texas. The Garland Texan shooting fits a pattern of larger stage terror campaigns all over the world, as I mentioned when we started this, as with all other stage provocations, including similar shootings in Paris, France, Copenhagen, and Denmark, and Sydney, Australia. The suspects were well known to the state security agencies for years, but allowed to conspire, this is what they're accused of doing, and carry out predictable, deadly, and politically highly convenient attacks. All of this echoes the similar and long since exposed stage provocations of the notorious Operation Gladio carried out by NATO. In Paris, France, the suspects of the so-called Charlie Hebdo shooting were under the watch of security forces for years, were in and out of jail specifically for terrorism. Again, we'll be caught for jaywalking, not wearing our seatbelt, being drunk in a bar, I mean, smoking. Think of all the little ticky-tack, especially the thought crimes, the phony drug war crimes, all of that. And we may not see the light of day for who knows how long. You are accused of and caught in acts of alleged terrorism, and you're just in and out of jail. I mean, that right there is just so highly suspicious. These people were known to have left France to join terrorists fighting with the Charlie Hebdo people, to join terrorists fighting with the Western-backed alleged fighters in Syria, and come back and return to France, only to be left, quote-unquote, unwatched for precisely the 6 months they would need to plan, assemble the weapons for, and prepare to execute the attack in Paris. In Copenhagen, the assistant who attacked a synagogue, killing two, allegedly, was also well-known to security agencies. The Washington Post report in their article, that's the Bilderberg Post even reporting this, Danish attacks echo France, they're making the connection, the assailant in that weekend's attack known as the Danish to Danish intelligence. It is said that in November of 2013, Hussein, the alleged perpetrator, stabbed a teenager in the thigh while aboard a commuter train, and according to the Danish media, he had recently been released from prison following his conviction. Very convenient. See, this is always going to be the response. Well, we were just incompetent. Give us more money. Give us more power. Maybe we won't, you know, centralize intelligence and the police, as we did here. That was the recommendations of the alleged 9/11 report. You know, we need to centralize our intelligence more. At that point, they created an intelligence czar. And if you remember, that was John Dimitri Negroponte, the war criminal, who had been organizing death squads, not just in Iran-Contra and Central and South America, but later in Iraq. This is the solution to the problem, right? We're incompetent. Give us more money and more power, and let us centralize everything a little bit more so we can control it. They say in the case of the Danish attacks, it was unclear whether the weekend's assailant was under surveillance, and so they just have to deny it. If so, how he managed to slip free long enough to plan the attack with an assault rifle. We're going to find out about 10 years from now, right? Did all of this, these were all intelligence operations gone wrong, blowback, incompetence, and there will be whistleblowers, and all of this will be admitted. Much in the same way we listen to a guy like J. Michael Springman, who was telling us before the events of September 11th that he was working at the consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and was told to take people who were on terrorist watch lists and give them visas to come unmonitored to the United States. We'll find this out, and what we'll be told is we must not look backwards, we must look forwards. That's not happening anymore. Nothing to worry about here. And no accountability will happen. So once again, we have suspects in the case of Paris, in the case of this Danish attack, who are under surveillance, even arrested and imprisoned as violent offenders, as terrorists, managed to conveniently slip free of their security agencies just in time to carry out attacks. And just so happens to help the West continue its extraterritorial wars raging abroad. It is Oceania always at war with Eurasia. Yeah, I think Orwell had something there. There's always got to be a Goldstein, a boogeyman. And, of course, part of the agenda, continuing to build this abhorrent police state back at home, which is every day being justified. Finally, in Australia, the suspect, and we covered this story with some locals, the suspect, who was held up at a cafe in a deadly hostage crisis, was literally brought to Australia from Iran for the purpose of waging a propaganda war on Iran in Australia. When this failed to materialize, the shape-shifting sheik, as he sometimes is called, would morph to fit the villain necessary to match whatever narrative was currently being floated around the Western media. His final performance would help bolster the illusion that ISIS is an enemy of the West rather than a creation and a perpetration of it. And to this day, serving as the West extra territorial mercenary forces in nations like Syria and Iraq and expanding. Gladio, again, a larger stay-behind network established after World War II across Europe in the center of multiple grisly assassinations, mass shootings, terrorist bombings designed to demonize the Soviet Union as well as criminalize and crush the support of left-leaning political parties growing in popularity in Western Europe. It was determined that NATO's own covert military groups were killing innocent Western Europeans in order to, in effect, create the strategy of tension to instill fear, obedience, control over Western populations. So once again, we found out later that's exactly what had happened. The wonderful NATO, your establishment in Europe, pretending to be terrorists, murdering and killing civilians and blaming it on dupes or patsies in order to push through an agenda through the use of fear and yellow journalism. But it's not happening now. But it is happening now. In fact, it's happening right now. A similar campaign of stage terror had been and is still being carried out not only across Europe but also in the Americas, including Canada. Purpose of that campaign to divide society socially and politically while helping radicalize young people to join the ranks of U.S., British, Saudi, Tel Aviv, armed and funded mercenary groups abroad in nations like Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Egypt, and Libya, and then return to commit stage provocations to inspire fear, hatred, and obedience at home. It's a conflict in which both sides are controlled by the same criminal special interests. Both sides. All sides, we should add. While it's clear that Western security forces maintain a large pool of potential terrorists, they intentionally allow them to roam free until needed. See, so this doesn't have to be the puppet. You don't have to see the puppet strings. You only have to, you know, peel back the onion to see that each piece of the onion is still an onion. It still stinks, and that sometimes might make you tear up a little bit. See, there isn't some invisible nexus. There's a better nexus, I would argue, to all of the shooters, all of the alleged ISIS-inspired terrorists around the world. There's a better nexus between that and global intelligence, police, and alphabet agencies, almost better than there was in the case of September 11th. And certainly a better case for the nexus to that, as Tim Russert once told me, between the alleged attackers with box cutters on 9/11 to Osama bin Laden, who, if you remember, denied the entire thing. We have friends in former intelligence, some of them like Scott Rickard, we've had on our show, who see this exactly for what it is. It is very convenient malfunction, and the essence of it is you can inspire, you can encourage, you can help, you can arm, and you can even pick the location of the attack, but the rest of it is up to the alleged terrorists. So some people are going to say, well, you know, I mean, it's a little sloppy, but sure, they should have known. They should have done something. Watch how there'll be no accountability for that. In fact, we will be the ones giving up our freedoms if we allow them to take them from us, who will end up being the ones who are accountable for all of this. Now, keeping in mind that the supposed trigger for the provocation, again, was the Draw Muhammad contest organized by the American Freedom Defense Initiative, a performing neoconservative propaganda troupe. I mean, really, this is what they are. Consisting of Bush-era U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and never saw a war he didn't like and always upset there isn't more war, big AIPAC stooge, the walrus, former ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton, full-time propagandist Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, and Dutch politician Geert Wilders. Their debut performance in 2010 is, as I mentioned, when they came out to protest the Ground Zero Mosque. This was supposedly going to be built near the ruins of the World Trade Center in New York City. Actually, the mosque was never built. It was never going to be built. And not because of the public backlash, but because the entire controversy was manufactured. The imam allegedly behind the mosque was, in fact, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So this is the bad guy. Member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Look into them if you don't know who they are. Funded and backed by the very same corporate-funded think tanks that set out to protest against the planned mosque. In other words, the entire scandal was manufactured on all sides by the very same special interests pulling strings on both puppets. That for the purpose, again, of manipulating the public. Remember what a distraction that thing was. Since then, with little success, AFDI and its various affiliates in North America and Europe have attempted to stroke hatred, not towards radical Islam terrorists or the U.S.-backed regimes arming and funding them, but against all Muslims. Dutch politician Geert Wilders, for his part, while claiming to be defending quote-unquote free speech in Texas, has been busy trying to infringe the rights of Muslims back in his home country. He has even gone so far as to call for the complete censorship of the Quran. The Telegraph, in their article, ban the Quran like Mein Kampf, quotes Geert Wilders. The Quran should be banned as a fascist book, along with Mein Kampf, because it urges Muslims to kill non-believers. I don't know, let's look at the Torah, then, Geert Wilders, and see, because turnabout is fair play. So if we are perfectly allowed and should all be, I assume, tolerant of people provoking the religious Muslims in embarrassing or disrespecting their God, their prophet, then why isn't it okay to, I don't know, do some cartoons about the Holocaust? Is it okay to make fun of and to debase and disrespect Jesus Christ in this country? Do you think anyone would be upset about that? So we have to treat other people in the way in which we would be treated. Of course, all of this is provocateurism for the very sake of provocateurism. And what we saw in Paris as a result of the Charlie Hebdo shooting was more free speech, more tolerance for free speech, but a complete lack of tolerance for free speech and a dissipation of free speech in a city, Paris, that is known for it. The people were the ones paying the bill here. So when we're constantly hearing, oh, it's all about free speech, these Muslims don't like free speech, look at what happens in the aftermath, because Osama bin Laden didn't write the Patriot Act. Osama bin Laden didn't put out the Insurrection Act here in the United States. Osama bin Laden didn't take your liberties. He wasn't the one that is breaking down doors and going through your phones and your computers without any kind of warrants. That is what our own country is doing. And some would say, if there really was a real terrorist somewhere, that's exactly what they would want to accomplish. So we are, I guess, following their script, if there is such a thing as their. Not only does ADFI, hold the freedom of speech in contempt and actively set out to destroy for others, they're now hiding behind it to further strip the rights piece, stability away from people, both in the West and abroad. The so-called war on terror that AFDI's rhetoric actively supports has served as the impetus to do everything from expanding warrantless surveillance to expanding the police state at home, help garner support for wars of geopolitical conquest abroad. Man, it's such a smoking gun. They need to answer these questions. What did you know? When did you know it? And why didn't you do anything to stop it? We'll be right back. It's the Power Hour.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Check out the Power Mall. Normally they send me the discounts. I don't think I got... Did I get them this week? So I could say right now that everything is 90% off. It's just... I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe something is. You have to go check it out. The Power Mall supports the Power Hour, and they're very picky what they put in the Power Mall. Forget those big giant shopping malls where you could be killed by an ISIS patsy. It's safer to buy online, and the Power Mall has everything for your daily needs. So if you're growing your own food, you're going to want a good seed source. You're going to want some handy instructional videos and books, all the rest of that. And that's where you're going to find them. Actual food. They are selling food, especially non-prepared, non-GMO, non-chemical, non-pesticide food, which would be good to eat any day, but always good to have in case of an emergency. Cause we never know. I'm not a fear-mongerer. I tend to think we're going to be okay. Sometimes I look at how the powers that be are succeeding on such an unprecedented basis and think, they're probably not going to do anything. Things are going just way too good. But if things don't go so good, if things aren't going so good, or the people begin rising up, you can probably expect that something happens. What if it's just a natural disaster? What if it's a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake or something? You're going to want to be prepared. So the Power Mall has you up to speed for all of your needs, including communication devices that can run without electricity, just about everything you're going to need. So all I ever ask you guys to do is to go to thepowermall.com, go over to thepowermall.com, and just do some window shopping. It is in support of me. I like to say we really vote with, the one that really counts, the one that can't be stolen and manipulated to such a degree, like our alleged selections in this country. And that's the votes we make with our life force. We go out, we make credits, FRNs, etc. Maybe you're being paid in silver. Good for you. Maybe you are being bartered. By the way, free shipping, I believe, at the Power Hour all this week. So that's a huge deal right there. That's always that hidden cost, right? You're scared to even order something because of that. But we have to be very careful because we are earning our own credits. We are earning our own money, our own value. And then we are moving that as our life force and putting it on or into various operations, whether that be a global corp or your local mom and pop proprietary boutique store or restaurant. That's why I always support those things. One of the best stories I've seen coming out recently is this massive downward trend of McDonald's. They're closing hundreds of stores all around the world. It's just people just don't want that crap anymore. But there's so many good things at thepowermall.com. You can go there. You can vote with your money, and you support the show. The show stays on for maybe another 10 or 20 years, if the gods are willing. And you'll be able to have access to the guests that we bring on the show, to the information that you get, really sometimes only here, because I think Joyce is one of the most open-minded alternative talk show hosts there is out there today, and has been for a long time. Now, we don't agree on absolutely everything, because that's, again, Joyce and I don't have a cult. We are thinking for ourselves. But you support the Power Hour by going to the Power Mall. The Power Mall, all one word. You can find it at thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. And I guarantee you, if there's something out there that you need, that you're looking for, you'll find it there. And as one of our listeners at Radio Free Blood just reminded me, free shipping. Man, I love that one. That's why I don't buy stuff up when I see it on advertised. I know that's where I'm going to get clobbered, is the hidden handling cost. They just want you to empower yourself, to power your life. Go check out all the immediate specials and the free shipping at thepowermall.com. Support the show, support Truth and Free. Be right back. The one only, Bill Burr. That's it. The Power.